Welcome back to the final half hour of Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. I'm Libby Collins. Well, finally this week, we had a decent rainfall, but maybe in your neighborhood, you had an overflow issue. Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Alyssa Zesley. She's from Sweetwater. And Alyssa, you've got some tips for people, and also you are looking for volunteers.
Yes, that is correct. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, so tell us, first of all, Alyssa, what exactly is a problem that people have with drains, particularly when we have a heavy rain like we had this past week?
Yeah, so what happens is when there's a heavy rainfall, a lot of debris gets accumulated on storm drains, things such as leaves and plastic water bottles and trash. And most people don't realize that this, but it goes directly into Lake Michigan from those storm drains. So when the rain is washing all this debris, it ends up washing it into Lake Michigan, and then it pollutes our lake.
Well, a lot of people don't think about the drain either at the end of their property or maybe at the corner of their neighborhood. And that can really back up into the area where you are, true?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very true. Especially in the fall, when people rake their leaves on the streets, it completely stops the storm drains. And so you end up with floods and whatnot in your neighborhood.
So tell us about this. Right now you have 245 storm drain adopters, but you're looking to find at least 100 more people.
Yes. So we have this program at Sweetwater called Adopt Your Drain, and it is a free public participation program. We have this interactive website that has a map of all of southeastern Wisconsin and their storm drains that pop up in front of people's homes. So you can sign up for free. You enter in your address and you click on the storm drain in front of your home and you can give it a name. And then we ask that you just clean it whenever you feel the need to. And when you clean it, you can also report on what you find. So it helps us track metrics on what's going on in terms of flooding and litter and debris.
Did you say you give your drain a name?
Yes, you can name your drain. So some names are pretty funny on the website.
What are some of the names?
I can't think of one on the spot right now, but you can go online and look around the map and you can click on everyone else's drains that have been adopted and see the name of the drain.
All right. So if anybody out there wants to adopt a drain, and again, you're looking for 100 more people to do it, let's give the website.
It is adoptyourdrain.com.
Okay. I may do it just because I want to name my own drain. It could be worth it to just do that, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know. Isaac, what would you name your drain?
Jeffrey.
Okay. He'd name it Jeffrey. That would be a name right there. All right. Alyssa Zesley from Sweetwater, thanks so much for joining us today. And get out there and adopt a drain. It's 941 and 73 degrees.